Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In a chilling courtroom saga today, the prosecution alleged that neonatal nurse Lucy Letby reveled in her success after allegedly killing a premature infant, referred to as Baby Eye, after 3 weeks of meticulous planning. Letby, according to the prosecution, had exhibited a disturbingly inappropriate joy in her interactions with the grieving parents, even going so far as to send them a condolence card on the day of the infant's funeral. It is claimed that Letby falsified nursing notes to conceal her crimes, demonstrating a dangerous level of cunning and premeditation. Prosecutor Nick Johnson, KC, in the fourth day of his closing speech, painted a sinister portrait of Letby's alleged actions leading to the death of Baby Eye. He spoke of how Letby had made repeated and determined efforts to end the infant's life, culminating in a fatal attack. He further claimed that Letby had falsified nursing notes to make it appear as though the baby girl had a particular problem, adding an additional layer of deception by altering the records of another infant to create the illusion of her absence at the time of Baby Eye's death. According to the prosecutor, the calculated nurse showed her true colors 10 days before the murder, claiming she could see Baby Eye's pale face in a darkened nursery, even though her colleague, Ashley Hudson, who was in a closer proximity, could not. The day of Baby Eye's death was marked by Letby's bizarre and inappropriate behavior, with the infant's mother recounting Letby's eerie smiles as she invaded their mourning. She was excited because she had killed yet another child, Johnson alleged. She reveled in what she had done and enjoyed the anguish and distress she had caused. The prosecutor spoke of how Letby had engaged in a disturbingly voyeuristic internet search of Baby Eye's mother, and how the neonatal nurse had maintained a macabre memento, a photograph of the condolence card she had written to the parents, on her phone, which was later seized by the police. According to the prosecution, Letby wasn't the designated nurse for Baby Eye on the day of the incident, yet she intruded on the grieving parents. The mother recalled Letby's unsettling return, recollecting, "She was smiling and kept going on about how she'd given Baby Eye her first bath and how she'd loved it. I wish she would just stop talking." The prosecution claims that Letby had turned her attention to Baby Eye after failing in attempts to kill two other infants, known as Baby G and Baby H. The alleged murder took place on September 30, when Letby saw a window of opportunity to attack Baby Eye after her mother had left the unit to collect her other children from school. The prosecutor went on to describe another alleged attack on Baby Eye around 3:20 a.m. on October 13, a date when the infant was nearing release from the unit. Letby's colleague Nurse Hudson had stepped away briefly, only to return and find the baby in a very poor condition after Letby had pointed out that the infant looked pale. Johnson drew attention to Letby's questionable response when questioned about how she could see the baby's condition from a distance in the dimly lit nursery. In a seemingly fraught reply, Letby stated, "I had more experience, so I knew what I was looking for," but hastily corrected herself by replacing "for" with "at," leading to the prosecutor questioning if she had inadvertently given herself away. In the final stages of his address, Johnson underscored the similarities across multiple alleged cases of Letby's malevolent actions involving infants who had unusual experiences such as throat bleeds, unusual coloring, uncharacteristic crying, and sudden collapses after being visited by their parents. As the case against Lucy Letby unfolds, the terrifying specter of a nurse-turned-murderer is being painted in stark detail. Letby, originally from Hereford, denies murdering 7 babies at the Countess of Chester Hospital and attempting to murder a further 10. The trial at Manchester Crown Court continues, with the defense set to begin their closing speech tomorrow. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.